Welcome to Creative IQ, your weekly dose of inspiration. I am your host, Ikwobi Essien, writer, filmmaker, and entrepreneur, creator of Crowdfund Your Dream. I am bringing you tons of creative inspiration, everything from film to music, writing, dance, fashion, culture, and the arts. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hey everybody, Ikwa here for another so-called episode of my Creative IQ podcast, which I actually haven't fully launched, but I just feel like I should keep doing these lives, at least as placeholders, and I'm recording my audio with my handy Zooms. When I finally cut the audio together and put it up on my site, then the podcast will be there. So I just wanted to do a quick B-Day podcast. Had my milestone 40th birthday last week. And I have to tell you, it's a real trip. I always think back to watching, I think it's Waiting to Exhale, where Whitney Houston's character at the beginning says she's 33 and like not married or something like that. And I remember being a teen, or I can't remember exactly when the movie came out, but I was young. And I remember watching it and being like, 33, oh my gosh, that's ancient. And I can always recall every time I see the movie since I turned 33, I'm like, oh my God, what is happening in my life? How am I this age? And to be honest, I feel like I never imagined what my life would look like at 40. I just didn't see this far. And also because I lost my mom when I was 20 going on 21, there's a part of me, and if you've ever lost a parent when you were fairly young, there's a part of you who thinks you're not going to make it that far either. So I just never imagined what my life would look like. My life doesn't look anything like, even if I had imagined it, I don't think my life looks anything like I would have thought it would at 40. But that being said, I just wanted to mark the occasion because I think it's important to do that. I started listening to Amanda Seals' podcast, and she does one about life at 40, how things just kind of change. So this was an interesting birthday because if any of you know me and my story, then you know that my mom passed away. She passed away October 3rd, 2002. We buried her on October 12th. Which is her birthday. So we buried her on her birthday. My birthday is on October 14th. And immediately thereafter, in 2002, I went back to Stanford and I finished my senior year. Obviously, I was grieving. I had to go to the Disability Resources Center and get extra time on my tests. They put me in my own in a classroom by myself because I was having difficulty concentrating. I was having difficulty sleeping. Obviously, I would be crying all the time. I was in this grief support group, and it was really, really hard. I think I went back to school immediately because I didn't know what else to do. And I think if I hadn't, I probably wouldn't have graduated college because I probably would have started backpacking Europe and never gotten a degree. But so for me, October is a really sad month. This year on her, the anniversary of her homegoing, I actually had a pretty good day. I just got up and I was busy with the day and I wasn't particularly sad. But this year we happened to lose my uncle back home, my mother's junior brother. We happened to lose him. We suspect of COVID, though it's not quite clear. And so my family back home has been busy planning a funeral. And he was buried on October 9th. So this month I've been sad. I've been sad the whole time. And I wasn't planning. I didn't want to celebrate my birthday. First of all, I'm always sad on my birthday anyway. So I was just like, what's the point? Then it's like, I'm turning 40. That sucks. then I was like, I don't have anything to be happy about. But, you know, I had run into some friends and And I told one of them, like, oh, I think I might do something, maybe get drinks. But because she was like, yeah, you should. She just kind of said it offhand, like, yeah, you should. It just kind of stuck in my mind. And I kept texting her throughout the week, like, oh, I think I'll get drinks. I think I'll get drinks. And so we did. We went for dinner and drinks at this gluten-free place. I found a gluten-free place because I don't do gluten anymore because of all my gut health issues. Called Senza Gluten. It's in the Village. It was really good. They bring you gluten-free bread to snack on for the meal. And I, at a certain point, I forgot that it was gluten-free, so I was, like, thinking in my head, I'm going to splurge and eat bread. And then I realized it was gluten-free, and then I ate even more. But it's Italian food, but it's all gluten-free. It's not dairy-free, so if you're vegan and gluten-free, that's something to think about. Some of the stuff is vegan, but it is Italian, so there's a lot of cheese action, cheese and cream action. But I got this delicious rigatoni with mushrooms, and then I got this flourless chocolate cake, and I put, I brought candles with me, and I put a candle in one and blew it out. So it was really sweet, just a few friends. And then we went thereafter to Blue Note to hear Robert Glasper and special guest Michelle Ndegeocello. Robert Glasper is there doing his residency. I've actually attended a concert of his on my birthday at a Blue Note residency in years past. So it was kind of nice to do it again this year. Felt real grown and sexy. You know how Michelle Ndegeocello does it. We actually got seats because the last time I was doing the standing room only thing. And boy, did my neck hurt at the end of that trying to like see what was going on. So I said, I turned 40. I'm getting a proper seat, you know. But it was really, really great. It was really, really great. So that was Thursday, which was my actual birthday. And I chilled Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday was pretty much a whirlwind because in the morning, I have my two of my films on a content platform called Quelli TV, Kweli TV. It's a platform for films from the Black diaspora. So if you're looking to support that kind of content, you should really like get the app. Amazing CEO Deshauna Spencer and I, in addition to having my films on the platform, we're now collaborating on fundraising workshops because, you know, some of you may know that I teach people how to tell their stories, market themselves, and raise money. So we're offering fundraising workshops to the other Quelli TV creators. Because pretty soon Quelli TV is going to create its own fundraising platform for the creators on their app, which is amazing. So I'm super excited to partner with her. So she was in town with her husband. So we got brunch in the morning with a few other Quelli TV creators on Sunday. And then, I was running from that. I was trying to get donuts. I'm trying to make my birthday last a week. So I was trying to run and get some donuts before I had a paint and sip. But as I was rushing to get my donuts at Dough, which is where I love to go. It's not gluten free, but I splurge. I passed my friend Rashidi, who was in line at this bakery called Levain. I hope it's not like Levain or French or something like that, but it's L-E-V-A-I-N. And I saw this long, first of all, I was trying to speed walk past this long line and then somebody reached out and grabbed me. It was my friend Rashidi and he was waiting to get delicious cookies. And I saw like 50 people in this line. He was kind of towards the middle and I was like, scrap the donut plan, I'm getting cookies. So I waited online with him. And oh my gosh, if you love chocolate chip cookies the way I love chocolate chip cookies, then you know the best part is the gooey doughy center. Now what Levain does is they make a cookie that is not just a cookie. It's like three layers of a cookie in one. So all you get is the doughy gooiness. And then they layer all these chocolate chips in there. Woo! He took a video of me eating the cookie, which I'm going to share to people who actually subscribe so they get the emails too. And it was delicious. It was well worth the wait because we were in that line for a bit. So then I actually thought I could leave the cookie line, like leave with the cookie, rush, get donuts, and then get back to Brooklyn for a paint and sip. But halfway to the donut place, I realized I was like late on time. So I went to paint and sip at my friend Oridola's place. She and her hubby do these like lavish paint and sip affairs. I'm not going to tell you anything about where they live or who they are because you're not going to come in. You're not going to come mess this up for me. But they have them catered. I mean, there was like a whole spread with like empanadas and sweets and deviled eggs and fish tacos and Oh my gosh. Then they had a bartender. They had a bartender giving making us like specialty drinks. They had a steel pan drum player. I'm telling you, these people gave us an entire catered event. They had all of these picnic tables arranged with all of the like painting stations. You would go and you would pick up the painting that you're going to paint. And then you sit down, get all your paints together. It was really the first time we did it. It was a little bit looser and more casual. Like I basically took as long as I wanted until I was done painting. But this time they were like, it's going to be an hour and a half. They counted down the time to when it started. And then you had exactly an hour and a half to finish your painting. I did not actually finish my painting, so I got out. Let me bring you my painting so you can see it, actually. For those of you who are watching this live, this is my painting. I didn't finish. I think it was going to be a winner. I honestly think it's... So for those of you who are just listening, it's kind of like a swan, but it's not... I mean, the beak is different. It's not quite a swan, but it's an interesting, really exotic looking bird with long legs and a long neck. And I painted its beak gold and its nose is like navy blue with some turquoise and glitter specks on it. And then its body is a bouquet of roses and flowers. So I was getting really intricate in my painting, as you can see. So I didn't even make the first round. And to be honest, I won. I'm not going to show you my first painting. I think we had too much rum punch, and that's the reason I won the first time. So the first time they did the paint and sip, I show up late. I say I'm not going to paint. I reluctantly grab a canvas, and I end up taking first prize. But as I look at the painting more and more in hindsight, I'm like, I think we had too much rum punch, and that's why I won. Well, I'll go ahead and show it to you anyway. It's a deconstructed guitar. You might be intrigued. This one is really like attached to the easel. See, it's a deconstructed guitar. I ended up winning with this, even though it's not done. It was very controversial. People did not want me to win with an unfinished painting. So I think that's why I was disqualified from even getting to the first round of consideration, or the second round of consideration for this one. But I honestly, look at that. Look at those gold flecks. I think that this bird was gonna win. So, so did the paint and sip, ate way too much. I'm not going to talk for much longer. This is supposed to just be 15 minutes. Ate way too much and then ran to my girl Ngozi's birthday party. And she and I have birthdays like 2 days apart. So I always love going to her birthday gatherings because in my head, I pretend I'm still celebrating my birthday. So she had a bunch of people coming together like potluck style, just talking. And it was very, very legit, like checking our vaccine cards at the door and like all of that kind of stuff. And what's interesting is Ngozi does this thing where she tells people, this is a no photo party. We're just here to enjoy each other's company. So I go and I don't have any photographic evidence that I've got. I snuck a picture to whatever was, I think the last one before pandemic was like two or three years ago now. Yeah, it must be 3 years ago because it must have been, no, two, it was 2019. I snuck a photo with her. Not really snuck, I was like, can I take a picture? And I didn't realize she had a no picture rule, but she obliged me anyway. So I have a picture of that one, but I didn't get one yesterday. But it was good. But by that time, I ate so much. And if you know, I've had so many gut health issues, and I was trying to like live large yesterday and eat way too much. So halfway through the party, I started to get really, really nauseous and have to sit down. And pretty soon after that, I had to just take myself home. All I could have at the party was like literally keep slow sipping water until my stomach calmed down. Because I had tons of fish tacos and empanadas, and I don't know what I was thinking because none of it was gluten-free. And I think probably the soft taco was gluten-free, but the empanadas definitely weren't, and I was just doing the most. But I had a good day. It was a good weekend. I do appreciate seeing friends and people sending me happy birthday messages. As I said, it's been a sadder time for me than usual this year. And so it's been hard to feel like celebrating, but it was nice to have a reason to because other people wanted to celebrate with me and just pick up my spirit. So I really appreciate that. So that's about it. I think since my last creative IQ. We did a partner webinar with Quelli TV. We did I did something called Finance Your Film with Crowdfunding, a free webinar for the Quelli TV creators. I've been selling a lot of my courses. I had a happy birthday sale for my Launch Your Dream and Crowdfund Your Dream courses. We're going to be doing some stuff for Black Friday, so I want you to stay tuned. I'm really trying to run my business like a business these days, do promotions and get the word out, et cetera, and so forth. So just stay tuned for everything, and I'll have more to share with you soon. This is just a little update from me for Creative IQ. Happy birthday to me. I'm going to officially launch the podcast soon, but I do have a subscription open already, so you can subscribe to the list so you get updates about when the episodes are coming out. I'll include the link below here, and I'll talk to you soon. I think that's about it. Ciao for now.